For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New legal papers show President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who offered what he called political synergy with the Trump election campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas for tax evasion and paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen as he's been providing useful information into his Russia probe. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Robert Lynn.
Mueller says basically if it was my case alone, this is what I would recommend. But it's not my case alone. You should give credit for his cooperation in my case by making the second sentences concurrent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
There's no love lost between President Trump and his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says the president is undisciplined and he asked him to do things that were illegal. The president tweeted in response, "Tillerson is dumb as a rock." Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Decades ago, these sorts of things either never came out or were saved for biographies and autobiographies written after a presidency. We're long past that, and now we have these sorts of tiffs and very ugly circumstances coming out during an administration.
Parts of the Southeast are in for an early blast of winter. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says, "Here we go again."
People can get tired of these kinds of disasters, but we should not let down our guard for a minute, because we do not want to lose lives.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
The death of a Ventura County sheriff last month was a result of friendly fire. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The sheriff's sergeant was one of 11 victims in a Southern California bar shooting last month, died from friendly fire. Ventura County Sheriff Bob Ayoub says Sergeant Ron Helis was struck 5 times by gunman David Long, but he might have survived those.
I'm deeply saddened to inform you that Sergeant Helis was also struck by a 6th bullet, which we now know through forensic analysis by the FBI's crime laboratory was fired from the CHP officer's rifle. Tragically, that bullet struck vital organs and was fatal.
Long took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.